Good morning, Lewis, and welcome to UK Business Morning. I see the financial sector is making headlines again. Let's talk about Lloyds Banking Group and their latest results.
Good morning, Alice. Yes, their pre-tax profits rose sharply to £2 billion in the second quarter. This is a significant increase from the previous quarter's results. That's quite a jump.
That is quite a jump, and their CEO Charlie Nunn is cautioning Chancellor Rachel Reeves against increasing taxes on the financial sector. What do you think about that?
I think it's interesting. Nunn argues that while Lloyds is proud to be a major taxpayer, he's concerned that higher taxes could harm economic growth. He mentions the UK already has the highest tax regime on financial services among major economies. That's quite a big claim, right?
It's certainly a big claim and one that could spark some debate, but let's look at the numbers. The 31% increase in pre-tax profits to £2 billion beat analyst expectations. How did they manage to achieve that?
Part of it is their ability to adapt to the Bank of England's rate cuts. They've been growing their fee income from managing client pensions, investments, and insurance. That's clearly helping offset some of the challenges from lower interest rates. The interim dividend increase of 15% to £730 million for shareholders is also a positive sign.
And it's interesting they didn't set aside any additional cash for the potential costs of the UK motor finance scandal. That's something that has been affecting previous results and could cost the industry billions.
Yes, and they're still waiting on the Supreme Court ruling on the mis-selling of car loans. This will determine whether it was lawful for banks to pay commissions to dealerships without customers' informed consent. That's a big legal risk hanging over the sector.
So while the financial results are strong, there's some uncertainty about the potential legal liabilities. What about the outlook for the UK economy?
Lloyds is forecasting modest growth of 1% for 2025 and 2026, with a slight rise in unemployment. Nunn acknowledges it's possible to increase UK growth, but warns tax rises could undermine that. He emphasises the importance of a strong financial sector for a stronger economy.
That brings us back to the tax debate. Chancellor Reeves needs to find ways to fund government spending without breaching her fiscal rules. It's clear Lloyds wants to avoid any policy that might hurt their ability to contribute to economic growth.
Absolutely. They're in the final phase of a £3 billion initiative to generate income less tied to interest rates and to digitise operations. This has led to branch closures and job cuts, but it's helping improve their net interest margin and return on equity.
And their CFO, William Chalmers, attributes the improved net interest margin to structural hedging. That's a tactic banks use to smooth the impact of falling interest rates on their margins. It's clear they're taking a proactive approach to managing these challenges.
It's interesting to see how Lloyds is adapting to the changing financial landscape. Their results show they're managing to weather the storm, but the coming Supreme Court ruling could have significant implications for the entire sector. We'll need to keep a close eye on that.
Agreed. Thanks for the insights, Lewis. That's all for today's UK Business Morning. Join us again tomorrow for more analysis of the latest business and financial news.
Thank you, Alice. Have a great day, everyone.